welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you programs from radio's golden age. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, and this hour, a Western, as the Lux Radio Theater adapts the 1950 motion picture, A Ticket to Tomahawk, with its original stars, Ann Baxter and Dan Daly, reprising their on-screen roles. And although we won't see Marilyn Monroe reprise her on-screen role, which was a bit part as a chorus girl in the picture, we will hear some great writing from husband and wife team Richard Sale and Mary Luce, who were nominated for a Writers Guild of America Award the following year for Best Written American Western. The Lux Radio Theater adapted the film on CBS on June 4th, 1951.
Lux presents Hollywood. Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Dan Daly and Ann Baxter in Ticket to Tomahawk. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keith.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know just how to tell you about tonight's play because it doesn't follow any prescribed pattern. Perhaps I should just say that out of the 20th Century Fox Studios, the very capable team of Mary Anita Luce and Richard Sale put their heads together and concocted a gay comedy that pokes fun at the traditional Western epic. As our hero of the Old West, we have a traveling salesman from the East, Dan Daly, recreating his original role. As our heroine, Ann Baxter, also playing her original role, a gun-toting deputy marshal. Now, you see what I mean about this being a very different Western. So I suggest you just sit back, relax, and let us buy you a ticket to Tomahawk. Of course, now is a time when many tickets are being purchased for those long-awaited vacations from work. But I know that Lux girls will keep right on with their daily Lux toilet soap facials no matter where they are. You know, a lovely Lux complexion may be your ticket to romance. Now, Ticket to Tomahawk, starring Dan Daly as Johnny Jamison and Ann Baxter as Kit Dodge. This is the Old West. This is Colorado, the town of Epitaph, a little woollier and wilder than most. Three strangers have just arrived in Epitaph in search of the sheriff.
Howdy, James. What can I do for you?
Friend, my name is Johnny Jamison. These two gentlemen and I have just come from the...
Oh. Now, what'd you do that for?
She talks too much. Raise your mitt, partner, or I'll cut you off pocket high. Where's the sheriff?
Mr. Dodge is down the hall, and I wouldn't bother none, was I you. He's fixing to ride out and meet the new railroad train.
We just been taking care of that train, mister. We're taking care of the sheriff, too.
Took care of the train, huh? Who's the dude on the floor?
Him. Passenger in the train. We picked him up on his way here to get the sheriff.
Kind of amusing, ain't it? Him bringing us to the sheriff.
You're making a big mistake, strangers. I wouldn't let Mr. Dodge catch you hanging around here.
Keep your hands up.
On account of he can put a bullet through your buttonhole and never even touch your shirt. And poking his granddaughter.
Interesting, ain't it, strangers?
Who else is back there?
A fellow named Bishop. He happens to own most of the new railroad.
Well, let's get him, Hila.
Oh, you're making a mistake, fellas. I'm telling you again.
Just you stay in front of us. One more peep out of you, and Boot Hill's going to have a new...
This railroad's the biggest thing that ever happened to the state of Colorado. It's the opening of the West. It'll get the wealth of a nation out of the far mountains.
When and if the railroad's ever finished, Mr. Bishop?
It'll be finished, Miss Kit.
Some folks don't want this railroad.
Of course they don't. It's going to run the stagecoach line right out of business.
Oh, Colonel Dawson and his gang aren't going to like that, Mr. Bishop.
That's why I want your grandpa around, just in case Dawson's in.
Grandpa, look out!
Oh. Hey, you lad, Miss Kit.
Grandpa.
Well, I warned them.
Oh, Grandpa, they got you.
Just in my arm, honey. My shooting arm.
You killed them. You killed them both.
That's what I carry shooting irons for, Mr. Bishop.
I'm beholden, Miss Kit. Mighty beholden.
Oh, not to me, Mr. Bishop. They were grandpa's me.
Hey, there's one more of them out there, Miss Kit. He come in with them, too.
Now, just a minute. What's going on about... Lady.
Lady, that gun's pointing at me.
Is it? Put him in jail, Chuckity. We'll give him a fair trial this afternoon and hang him in the morning.
Hang me for what? I'm just a drummer. I'm selling subscriptions to the Saturday Evening Post. And I also have a fine line of Chinese firecrackers, Roman candles, and skyrockets. And a complete assortment of hand-painted mustache cups. You could use one, too, Pop.
Ever been to a necktie party, dude?
No.
Well, you're going to one tomorrow. Yours.
But you can't do that. I'm innocent.
You was in with those other two coyotes?
Me? How do you think I got this egg on my head? You think a chicken laid it? Ask him. He saw them dust me.
That's right, Miss Kiss. Then why'd you come here if it wasn't to turn Grandpa's lights out?
To tell the sheriff that engine number one of the Tomahawk and Western Railroad is stuck 5 miles out of town with a boulder on its rails.
What'd you say?
On the way here for help, I happened to run into these two gentlemen. Oh, now look, lady, all you gotta do is check with the engineer and the conductor when they get here.
If he was a passenger, honey,
well,
maybe...
That sounds reasonable, Grandpa. If I was feeling reasonable. Only I'm not. I'm giving you a chance to get out of town, dude. But if you're still here by sundown, you're going to become a permanent resident.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's a free country, and I got a right to come and go as I please. And I just got here.
Mister, you just left. Come along, Grandpa. We better get that arm of yours over to Dr. Phillips.
Well, wait till the Saturday Evening Post hears about this. She can't do this to me.
Oh, yes, she can. There's 6 lonesome graves on the edge of town on account of her. Now, was I you, I'd get back to them there train tracks fast.
I intend to. I gotta get the Tomahawk.
You're gonna have company, dude. Me and Sheriff Dodge. That there train's gotta get through. And no varmints pushing boulders and pulling six-shooters is gonna stop her.
Yeah. Just give me my sample case. This is a fine town, that's all I can say. Fine town.
The sheriff can't travel. Who says he can't?
The doc says so, Mr. Bishop, and that's good enough for me. Grandpa's staying right here in Epitaph.
But I don't dare let that train go without you, Sheriff. What? Dawson and his
gang. I'm taking care of that right now. Kid, honey, you raise your right hand.
I still, Grandpa.
You swear solemn to uphold the law.
So help me, Grandpa.
And I hereby make you my deputy.
Oh, Grandpa, you don't mean it. Of
course he doesn't mean it.
Don't I? This here female can outride, outshoot, and outsmart any road agent this side of Pike Peak. So she's taking over in my place.
You just leave everything to me, Grandpa.
I'll rest for a day, honey, then cut over the mountains to Tomahawk by horse. I'll get there before you will.
Yes, sir, Grandpa.
How soon's that there train going to be moving, Mr. Bishop?
Well, I'm not sure. Let me talk to the engineer.
You wait here with me, granddaughter. Time I palavered with you personal.
Yes, Grandpa?
Kit, this is the first time you hit the trail alone. I mean, I won't be around to keep any eye on you. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh.
Well, it's like the bees and the flowers. Flowers get all full of honey, and then the bees start flocking around them like... Well, when a girl gets to be your age, it means... Well, it means something, I think.
I don't follow, Grandpa.
You don't?
No.
Oh. Well, girls are girls, see?
Uh-huh.
Boys are boys, see? And it's nature's law that... Well, anyhow, that's how it goes. What I'm trying to say is, I'm trusting you, honey.
You can trust me, Grandpa. I'll get that engine through.
It's not the engine I'm worried about.
I don't stand it, Grandpa.
Well, you better get going, honey, and just be a good girl.
Sure, Grandpa. You take care of yourself. I'll see you in Tomahawk.
Chuckity, come here. If any sidewinder starts sweet-talking that gal, you got my blessing to part his hair, understand?
Got you, Sheriff. You got any guess what Dawson and them ass skunks of his'n will be up to now?
All I know is they'll do everything they can to stop the train from going through. But I sure wish I knew what in particular.
Heela got cooled off. And as for that train, well, it's going to leave Epitaph in an hour.
All right, let it leave. But it's never going to reach Tomahawk.
I sure hope you know what you're talking about, Dawson. There's a posse going to ride herd on that train.
That's just what I got in mind. Dakota, you're going to join up with that posse. None of them know you. It's a cinch.
And then what?
Well, Fargo and Battle drift into camp tonight with dynamite. The three of you are going to blow up that engine.
It's as good as done, boss.
Meanwhile, I'll see what I can do to stir up the engines.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Shut up.
Yeah, but them engines ain't fussy. Get them riled enough and they'll bump us, too.
That's a chance we'll have to take. All right, Dakota, get going.
You don't have nothing to worry about, Mr. Bishop. Why, this here little engine...
I know.
And I know you're a fine engineer, Sweeney. But...
And now, how far is it to Tomahawk?
60 miles. And you've got to get there by Saturday noon, or our franchise is canceled.
60 miles? Why, we can knock off a run like that in less than 3 hours.
I'm afraid it's going to take a little longer, Sweeney.
Mountains? They don't bother my girl none.
Not mountains. No track.
Why, just look at her. She's got enough weight in her driver. No track!
Not between here and Dead Horse Point.
No track, he says.
We didn't have time to finish the right away, but at Dead Horse Point, the track begins again.
And how far is that from here?
40 miles.
I got 33 tons of locomotive. How am I going to get to Tomahawk without track?
Take a look over there.
Mules?
There's your answer. Those mules will pull you to Dead Horse Point.
Mules? I won't do it. I won't do it.
Stop your squalling 10-foot and kill the fires in your boiler.
Remember what I said, Sweeney. Tomahawk by Saturday noon, or we lose the franchise.
Come on, you skinners. We haven't got all day. Check your lines. This is a long, tough haul.
Beg pardon, ma'am. You in charge here?
I reckon I am. Why?
Well, I was on my way over to Tomahawk, ma'am. Figured maybe you could use an extra gun on the trail.
Well, what's your name, stranger?
They call me Dakota, ma'am. Just a poor roving wrangler.
That, gun of yours. You know how to shoot that thing?
Well, yes, ma'am. Why, Bill Hickok taught me. They don't come no better.
And you're heading for a Tomahawk, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I hear they need a new peace officer up there.
Well, we need every hand we can get. I reckon you do.
All right, thank you, ma'am. And if there's anything special you want done, why, just you wiggle your little thing.
Chuckity?
Ma'am?
He's kind of pretty, huh?
Now, you listen to me, Miss Hicks. Your grandpapa says that I'm to...
Yes. And I thought that everything had happened that could happen.
Well, what's it now, Mr. Bishop?
The ticket agent. He's just discovered something terrible.
Like what?
The railroad charter. Just listen to what it says. And this charter will have been fulfilled only if said company shall be operating a train between Epitaph and Tomahawk by noon of September 5th, 1876, with at least one paying passenger given safe transportation.
Oh, we've got to have a passenger, Miss Kit.
Passenger, huh?
Kit, for heaven's sake, find some greenhorn.
Oh, but nobody's very keen for the Tomahawk Trail now, Mr. Dick.
But if we don't get a passenger, we'll forfeit everything.
Yeah, who in tarnation be fooling us?
I said you're the ticket agent, huh?
I told you to get out of town.
That's just what I am trying to do.
You mean that, friend? You want to buy a ticket?
On the first train out of here.
Hold on. For heaven's sake, tell a gentleman a ticket.
Just bear me witness, Mr. Bishop. It ain't on my head. Here's your ticket, friend.
What ain't on your head?
Blood.
Blood? Whose blood?
Yours.
I won't do it. I'll be dogged if I ride herd on a toad that helped put a blue whistler into Grandpa.
For the last time, I had nothing to do with it. I am an agent for the Saturday Evening Post, Chinese Fireworks, and Mustache Cup.
Kid, it's your job to take that train to Tomahawk and give its passengers safe conduct.
You mean I've got to take care of him?
Just like he was your own husband.
All right. But as soon as he reached Tomahawk, I'm going to become a widow.
Now, wait a minute. What train? What happened to the cars?
Did they ride a locomotive, son? They say it's quite a thrill.
Yeah, but the tracks are gone, too. And what are those mules? Now, what did you do that for?
You're asking too many questions, dude.
Well, I'm not going. I am not going to ride on an engine.
Get a chair, Chuckity. Tie the dude to a chair on top of the locomotive.
So that's the funniest remark I've heard since I left. Chuckity?
Well?
Hurry up with the chair.
It's supper time, dude. That's how come Chuckity turned you loose.
Yeah. Go get your victuals.
Then what?
We're staying here till daybreak. You promised not to run away, and I'll give you the freedom of the camp.
I'll promise you nothing.
You heard him, Chuckity. He starts to wander, put his lights out.
Are you going somewhere, Miss Kit?
Well, Dakota says a couple of strangers just rode in. I'd better see who they are.
Yes, Miss. We feel a lot safer now.
Well, what are you boys doing out this way?
We're riding a telegraph line, ma'am. The Arapaho's been cutting wood.
Well, Dakota?
Why, they look all right to me, Miss Dog.
Just the two of you, huh? Well, let him stay, Dakota. Fix him up with some biscuits and beans.
Yes, ma'am. You bring the dynamite?
Plenty. In my saddlebag.
Keep it there. We've got to wait till it's darker.
said you could sing.
Nobody, but I keep on trying.
Well, you slick talking, dude, huh? Hey, where'd you get that guitar?
This? In my sample cases. I forgot to mention I also travel for the Great Midwestern Guitar Company.
I never heard that song before.
I was in Chicago a while back, and they sang it there on a show.
Well, sing it some more.
Why?
You heard me, dude. Sing.
Yes, ma'am. A willow the wisp and a wisp of the willow. Time again, time again, time again, fine. I dreamt of my true love asleep on her pillow. Time again, time again, as the past lies.
It was kind of nice. I liked it. You've been to a lot of shows, huh?
A few.
Lots of pretty girls, probably. Wearing tights, likely as not.
Well, naturally. Guess those Chicago girls sure were pretty.
Grandpa says I'm homely as a mud fence.
He's crazy.
You mean I'm as pretty as they are?
They're prettier.
Dry gulching me.
Didn't the fella ever tell you you were pretty?
Well, Jim Bailey was going to what? I think.
What stopped him?
Grandpa shouted.
Why?
Oh, he says that's Jezebel talking. If a gal listens to it, she'll fall into the pit.
Haven't you ever known any other fellas?
Only my grandpa.
Oh, I mean, fellas that were stuck on you, you know. Gentle and kind.
Well, my grandpa's just about the kindest man you'd ever meet. Well, I recall the time they hanged Buckskin Tony and they didn't fix the noose quite right. Poor grandpa just couldn't stand it.
Soft-hearted, huh?
Terrible. Got out his six-shooter and blew Buckskin's head off so he wouldn't choke to death. Well, I gotta check the camp. Good night, dude.
Sure is a pretty night.
Dakota said... Well, he said those stars are trying to twinkle just like my eyes.
He did, huh? What'd you say?
That Grandpa wants to bury the man for sweet-talking me like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but it might be worth it.
You say something, dude?
No, ma'am. Good night, Miss Kitt.
Trail between Epitaph and Tomahawk, there's a strange encampment. A locomotive, a herd of mules, and a young female deputy sheriff in charge. It's late at night. Deep in the shadows, Dakota and henchmen await their chance to blow up the locomotive. While in front of the campfire, Johnny Jamison, the dude drummer, struggles with his insomnia.
And it looks like I'm never gonna see my wandering.
I thought I told you to go to sleep.
I can't go to sleep. And will you please put away that pistol?
You know, you look harmless enough. You don't look like a killer. How come you took it up?
Why can't you believe me? I'm not a killer. I'm a traveling salesman, a drummer.
Traveled all over, huh?
Well, not as far as I'd like to go. But last year, for instance, I went to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's the city where they make beer. That was on the trip I made to Minnesota to see the Mississippi River.
Oh, what are you barking about? Mississippi River isn't in Minnesota.
I beg your pardon. The Mississippi River starts in Minnesota. It's just 1 foot across. Just imagine, I stepped over it. 2 years before that, when I was down in New Orleans, it took me 20 minutes on a river packet to cross it.
What'd you drum in New Orleans?
Cards. Playing cards. Yeah, that's New Orleans, Southern Louisiana, and East Texas. Good territory.
Cards? Just cards?
Just cards? Here, take a look at these cards. Take the whole pack. Feel the paper? Best quality there is. No marked decks, no cold decks. All high-class stuff. Incidentally, that's the deuce of spades you got there.
That's right. Say, that's quite a trick.
Well, they don't call me Johnny behind the deuce for nothing. How about another one? Go ahead, take another card. Now look at it.
Well?
Deuce of spades?
Right.
Deuce. All deuce. This deck isn't loaded, it's refrigerated.
Is that all you do? Just go around selling things?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, where's it getting you?
It gets me every place. I'm just the kind of a fella that's got to see what's on the other side of that next hill.
Grandpa says that some folks can't see the gold at their feet for the pyrites in the mountains.
Yeah? Well, your grandpa ought to impress that on you. The gold at your feet might be a couple of kids and a loving spouse instead of that tin star you got on your chest.
Now, what's so good about you? You're nothing but a loose foot. Where's your spouse?
Oh, well, it's different with me. I'm married to the whole world. Where have you ever been?
Well, Grandpa took me to Durango when I was 8.
Durango? Why, that's just a hole in the rocks. Now, lady, I've crossed the Black Hills of Dakota. I've seen the wondrous spout of Yellowstone. I've ridden the Chisholm Trail of Texas, and I've watched the wedding of the rails at Promontory Point. Yes, ma'am. From the rocks of Maine to the plains of the Panhandle, that's where I've been. I guess I'm just a born traveler, man. I've been traveling early. I've been traveling late. From New York City to the Golden Gate. And it looks like I'm never gonna see my wandering blue skies up above me, green grass all around. I've been looking for something I have never found, and it looks like I'm never gonna see my wandering. And it looks like I'm never gonna.
What'd you quit for? About the string or something?
You smell something burning?
You're the jumpiest dude I...
Well, something is burning. It's coming from over there by the locomotive.
It's a fuse. Dynamite.
Well, come on. Start running.
Wait a minute.
Holy smoke. One shot and you cut the fuse off.
Shut up. There's a man near those rocks. Bushwhacker. Stand where you are, mister.
Stop me.
Now hand over that piece and you'll make a buck first and start talking.
You heard the lady.
I'll handle it, Dakota. Dakota! You are hearing... I said I'd handle it.
Why, that man was fixing to drill you, miss.
I've got a mind to give you the same. He was handing over people as a lizard, and you bumped him in cold blood.
He was going to pull a road agent spin on you, miss. I had to shoot.
Too bad you couldn't have shot him in the arm or something, like she did, so he could talk.
You insinuating I wanted to keep him from talking?
I am not the man to tangle with, Dakota.
Why not?
Because I'm the passenger on this engine. And if I don't get the tomahawk safely, there won't be any railroad.
Oh, cut it out, both of you.
You're right, ma'am. Sorry I lost my temper.
I'll bet you are.
You shut up. Chuckity?
Ma'am.
You and the boys bear the bushwhacker and get some shut-eye. We got hard country to cross tomorrow.
Hey, Miss Kip, where are we?
We're getting near Master Creek. After we cross the trestle, Dead Horse Point's only 5 miles past.
Not much time to lose if you want this engine and tomahawk by Saturday noon.
Come on, Chuckity, let's scout up yonder.
Look, let me go with you.
No.
It gets awful tiresome riding on the top of this engine. And you got an empty horse there.
You heard me? No. Any more complaints and we'll tie you up again.
Now, wait a minute. You're supposed to take care of me, right? Well, I demand to be taken into your custody.
Oh, all right, then. Hey, Dakota.
Yes, ma'am?
We're scouting out ahead. Stay with the engine and keep the eyes open. There's engine country.
I'll take care of that piece of pig iron just like it was you, Miss
Kip. Why, thank you, Dakota. I'll be back.
Well, thank you, Dakota. I'll be back.
It's a good thing that Dakota ain't quick-triggered by sweet talker. You'd be cooling by now.
No such thing.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself falling for that cowpoke.
I'm not falling for nothing.
Go on, you can't see the notches in his gun for the notch in his chin.
I told you, shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this is it, Chuckity. Massacre Creek.
That's quite a gully down there, Miss Kit.
Come on, we're getting off the trestle.
What's the matter?
Well, listen.
I don't hear nothing.
That's what's the matter. Not even a bird, not a sound.
Guess you got fooled once, Miss Kitt.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Huh?
That's no bird. That's an engine signal, Arapaho.
Come on, back to the rock. We'll wait there till they bring the engine up.
Hey, you and him wait there. I'm taking a look see around.
Just don't go straying far. You watch your step. Kitt, well, dude, you seem to know a lot about engine sounds. What'd you learn?
Oh, one season when I was with Wahoo Jim's Wild West Show. Peanuts, popcorn, and saddle sore salve. Engine named Crooked Knife taught me all the signs. He had to quit show business when his daddy died. He's chief now of all Arapahoes.
Crooked Knife? You know Crooked Knife?
Know him? We were pals.
Well, he's a dirty heathen that's been making war and causing all the trouble.
He is not a heathen. Crooked Knife happens to be a very high-class, clean-cut aborigine just trying to get along. And you certainly can't blame him for making war. You'd do the same thing if you were an Arapaho.
I just wish Dakota and them would catch up with us. I'd like to be across that trestle and out of here.
Pretty scenery, though. A fella could take his girl out here and do a little bussing.
A little what?
Bussing. Haven't you ever been bussed? No, I guess you haven't.
But should I have?
Oh, a girl hasn't lived till she's been properly bussed, believe me.
Well, I guess I just don't exactly understand what bussing is.
You know? It's kissing.
Oh.
You know what kissing is?
I've heard tell.
You mean you've really never been kissed?
You bet I haven't.
Well, now, how do you expect to meet up with your Valentine and get hitched and settle down to raising a family if you've never even been kissed?
Well, Grandpa says I'll get hitched when the right time comes.
Yeah? Well, you keep on this way, and the right time will find you a gun-toting old maid.
Have you ever been bussed?
Yes, ma'am. From Maine to California, I've been bus proper. Look, maybe we better find Chuckity and ride on back.
Wait a second. Tell me about it. About bus.
Well, if you'll pardon me, Miss Kitt, I love life, and your grandpa wouldn't like it.
Grandpa's not here.
Oh, but Chuckity is. Somewhere.
Oh, I can handle him.
Well, it's kind of difficult to tell. Well, you know what I mean.
No.
Well, take the Eskimo.
The who?
The Eskimo. That's sort of a North Pole Arapaho. Well, now the Eskimo approaches the problem of bussing with the nose. You see, when an Eskimo fella gets stuck on an Eskimo girl, well, he busses her like this. There, you see?
Well, if that isn't the silliest thing.
Not to an Eskimo, it isn't.
But suppose I got a bad cold.
Well, then there's the French. Now, in France, they do their bussing sort of elegantly, like this. Oh, mon chéri, je t'adore, je t'aime.
What's all that signify?
It means, my darling, I adore thee. I love thee.
Oh, free talk. Keep going.
Well, there's all kinds of buses. There's the motherly bus, like this.
Uh-huh.
And the Uncle Joe I haven't seen you in 7 years kind of bus, like this.
Oh, second on the forehead, huh?
Yeah. And then the friend of a friend kind of a bus, sort of just blowing a kiss.
Yes, but what I want to know is, how does a fella in Colorado bust a girl in Colorado when he's sweet on her and she's sweet on him?
Oh, that's not easy to do.
Do it.
Now, you just can't fake a genuine bust, Miss Kitt. A fella has to be head over heels in love with a girl, and, well, the girl has to think he's just about the greatest thing since bottled beer.
Well, supposing she does.
Well, then he holds her like this. Warm and tight. Because she's the one thing he's been looking for all his life. Understand?
Nature's law.
Exactly. And then he busses her on her little nose. Just to tease her. And then he busses her on one of her pretty eyes. Just to show her he was only teasing. And then...
Yes?
Then he busses her lips.
Oh. Engine! Justin, catch this, you're down right through your section.
I got just one thing to say.
Well?
Some Cupid.
Get on your horse, we're hard canning it out of here.
They cut me off back at the trestle, this kid. So I come back here to warn the boys. I know you'd make it all right.
They chased us all the way, Chuckity.
Yeah.
Dakota, you and the skinner fight on that quarter and make every shot count.
What about me?
You and the rest of the greenhorn stay out of the way. Keep down behind the wagons and beat out the fires if they catch. All right, guys! Here they come!
He can't have a light on us. We're finished.
We should just hold him off till dark. Henson, go fight him, the doc.
Hey, Crooked Knife, it's me, Sonny.
Get your head down, Hugh.
But I told you, he and I weren't like... Crooked Knife, it's me.
There goes my hat again.
Mine to yours, you say?
Yeah, fair weather.
Miss Kit, look. They're quitting. They're pulling out on us. Save your wind! What about our wagon, dude?
Well, a couple caught fire, but it's nothing serious.
You and that suitcase full of fireworks.
What did you say?
Just samples, fireworks. If that wagon caught fire, we'd have all...
Duckity, come here. Where would they be, the engine? The main camp?
Well, north of the trestle, dude. Why?
Because if I could find that camp,
are you gone, loco?
No, I got an idea, that's all.
You know what those engines will do to you? They're wearing war paint.
Look, I'm no hero, Miss Kidd, believe me, but if I don't do something tonight, we'll all get it.
Nothing doing, dude.
Well, maybe you don't mind sudden death, but there's a lot of places I haven't seen yet. I want to live.
We'll give them as good as we get. Let him come.
And then what?
We'll push on, of course. Across the trestle to Dead Horse Point.
What's the matter, Chuckity? Didn't you tell her?
Tell me what?
Well, I guess I forgot it, Miss Kidd. The trestle's gone. Them engine burned it down right after you and him lit out. I seen the blazing from the ridge.
How are you going to get a locomotive across Massacre Creek?
Well, we'll figure it out when we get there.
Well, if you just let me go,
maybe
I know...
Maybe the dude's got a point, Miss Kidd. After all, he's a city man. Maybe he's got some slick ideas.
Not as slick as yours, Dakota.
Now, there he goes again, riling me up.
I'm listening, dude.
I tell you, Crooked Knife is a friend of mine. He just didn't recognize me before.
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, I got an idea. If I can get to see him, he'll let us go through. Now, here's the plan, and don't interrupt me until I...
Johnny. Tell me, how's Wahoo Jim?
I haven't seen him in months. He took that Wild West show back east.
That was a pretty good show, Johnny. We played standing room only in Cheyenne.
Yeah. Remember that night you used me in your knife throwing axe and Laramie?
You had mustache then, Johnny, but knife slip a little, cut it off.
Yeah? Never been able to grow one since.
Yes, those were good old days.
Well, you remember what we used to yell when we needed help?
Hey, Rube.
Well, I'm calling Hey, Rube to you right now.
You were good to me, Johnny, like blood brother. My people will not attack your iron horse.
It's more than that, Chief. I want your help to get that iron horse through the Tomahawk.
We're at war with the Pale Faces.
Yeah, I know. Look, you remember my old card trick?
Sure. Deuces. All deuces. Loaded deck.
And you can't beat a loaded deck. Well, this is a loaded war you're fighting. You can't win.
I know, Johnny. But my people can never walk the white man's road.
If I can sell them an idea, will you help me?
I'll do what I can, Johnny.
That's all I'm asking for. Oh, I brought one of my sample cases along. Fireworks.
My people have never seen fireworks.
That's the whole idea. Now, if you'll just step out there and start giving them the old pitch, I'll be with you in a moment.
Silence!
I tell you again, the white man is very wise. He is a man of big medicine.
We spare him because he your friend. But if he has big medicine, let him show a sign.
That's exactly why I am here. You say you want to see a sign? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to show you a sign, the likes of which has never been witnessed west of the Allegheny Mountains. Now, if you'll just step back so that these other gentlemen can see. Thank you. I am now going to pass among you friends with a little something that appears like a stick. A red stick with a little piece of white string coming out one end. I will take this stick, place it in the fire thus. Will you step back, sir? Thank you. I will light the fuse, as a string that is, and throw the stick into the air.
Dog eater!
What did he say, Chief?
Dog eater.
That's what I thought he said. Now, all I want you gentlemen to watch is exactly what I am about to do.
Johnny, what's wrong? The fuse does not light.
Yeah, I've had a lot of complaints about these Roman candles.
Johnny, it's lit. Throw it. It's lit.
Now, here you go, gentlemen. Watch what happens. I will next demonstrate most amazing and mystifying of all pyrotechnic manifestations.
Look, there across the valley.
Well, I'll be doing. Look at the man skyrocket.
He's signaling all right. Give me a match, Chuckity.
He's gonna sell us the whole shebang, huh? All them fireworks he give us,
him and his city ideas. Well, let's light him up and see what happens.
If you don't mind turning around, there across the valley is my crowning achievement. On the left, Niagara Falls. And on the right, the Statue of Liberty. Hey, what are they running away for?
I guess you convinced them, Johnny. They're scared to death.
Wait a minute. Where's that centerpiece?
There it goes, Johnny.
Happy New Year! Come this way, huh, Chief?
Like I always said, Johnny, there's no business like show business.
I sure got to hand it to you, dude. They fell for that fireworks stunt like a charm.
Crooked Knife says he'll have as many Indians here at dawn as we need.
Well, that's just fine. What are they going to do, swim across Massacre Creek with that engine on their back?
We're taking that engine apart. And us, the mules, and the engine, we'll each carry a hunk down to her last nut and bolt.
Whatever you say, ma'am. But I better scout on ahead and don't want no more trouble on the trail from Dawson.
We'd have a lot less trouble if someone else rode point. Someone we could trust.
Now, there he goes again. Miss Kidd, a man can only take so much.
Button up.
You running this shebang, or is that your loop?
I'm running it, Dakota. You go on ahead and shout. And you just simmer down where I can watch.
Yes, ma'am.
Be back by sunrise, miss. That's where we stand, Dawson. The engine's burned down the trestle, but now they got him working for
us. And we got to come out in the open. Hey, Mac, you and Pete ride into town and get the boys together. We got to stop that engine from reaching Tomahawk. If it's war they want, we'll give it to them.
Piece by piece, engine number one of the Tomahawk and Western Railroad has been carried over the mountain. And now, at Dead Horse Point, the proud little locomotive stands reassembled and once again on tracks of steel.
Glory be, Miss Kitt. It works. The engine works.
Quiet down, Mr. G. I got a few orders to start out before we leave. Chuckity, you round up the mules and drive them back to Epcot. From here on in, we're going by sea.
You need more help, Miss Star. Just rest, kid.
Oh, I'm sure obliged to you, Crooked Knife. And I'd be beholden if you'd stay with our wagons on in the Tomahawk.
It'll be pleasure, miss.
Go up. Go
be a Tomahawk, Chief. We'll show them some real fireworks.
Now, Dakota, you ride with them. I'll see you, Mr. Feeney. In exactly 40 minutes, the railroad loses its franchise unless we're in Tomahawk.
Don't worry none about my little girl. He'll get us there.
20 miles away, Savvy. And 10 of them are graded up through the gorge. Let's go!
If this ain't the sweetest little engine ever set down on track, I'll eat the whistle. Just wait till she gets a full head of steam, Miss Kitt.
Keep your eyes on that right away. I wouldn't put it past John
Peter.
Dakota!
I thought you had orders to ride back with Crooked Knife and his engine.
Hope you'll forgive me, Miss Kitt, stealing a ride. I stowed away in the wood box.
You gonna let him get away with it?
Now you just sit down, dude. Act like a passenger. So, you're gonna be a peace officer in Tomahawk. Is that right, Dakota?
That's my hope, miss.
Where did you say you came from?
Deadwood.
Deadwood, huh? I was there last month. Hey, did you know Wild Bill Hickok?
He taught you how to shoot. Isn't that what you told me?
Sure did, Miss Kidd. Wild Bill is a friend of mine.
Is a friend of yours? When'd you see him last?
Oh, 2 weeks back, maybe, before I hit the dust for Colorado.
Yeah? Was he looking well?
Why?
Because when I saw him 4 weeks ago, he didn't look so good. He was laid out in his coffin after a back shooter named Jack McCall killed him dead.
Don't make a move, none of you. Kid, look out.
Why, you no good double cross.
Sorry to knock you cold, Miss Kid. You're just too slick with a six shooter.
I guess I had you figured out right after all, huh, Dakota?
I got a job of work to do for a guy named Dawson.
and part of it could be filling you full of holes.
What's going on back there?
All right, Sweeney, you can stop this tin can now.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. Stop the engine.
Stop it yourself. As long as I'm on 2 feet, we're high-falling for Tomahawk.
I won't aim so careful next time. Stop this engine or I'll...
Get back. Don't be a fool.
Grab his gun, Sweeney. Get his gun.
I can't leave the throttle. They bad curves ahead.
Are you stupid, dude? I don't need no gun to take care of you.
Johnny, hang on. The curve's coming up.
Open her up, Sweeney. Open her up faster, Tom.
If I do, you'll both go on the side.
You heard me. Open her up.
I ain't turning around, Dakota. If you're going to shoot, go ahead. Shoot me in the back.
Dakota just fell overboard, Mr. Sweeney.
Miss Chick.
That dude works a right pretty uppercut.
Miss Chick, are you all right?
Oh, Grandpa will never forgive me letting that yellow belly knock me cold.
But the dude, Johnny.
Why, I reckon he just swooned, Mr. Sweeney. Just keep this engine on the truck. I'll still carry him.
Like Dakota couldn't stop her after all.
All right, you men, get on your horses. I'll wait till the engine passes us and aim for the passenger.
All right.
If you can't hit the passenger, pour your bullets into the boiler. Now, let's get moving. Hey!
Dawson and his gang.
Toss me one of your six shooters, Kit.
No, they'll blow your head off, dude.
You mean you wouldn't like to see that happen?
When are you going to start remembering that you're the passenger?
That's all I mean to you, huh? Just the passenger?
You sound a woodbox.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Kit, we're losing pressure. They're shooting up the boiler.
We're only 2 miles from Tomahawk. We can't get up now.
Engines and a puppy from Falls.
Grandpa, it's looking nice. Hey, Grandpa! Hey!
Kid, I reckon we won't have no more trouble from Dawson and his varmints this spell. I'll get this engine into town. You got a quarter of a mile to go.
We can't, Grandpa. We can't. The boiler's all perforated.
Just 2 minutes left, Miss Kip. 2 minutes to fulfill that contract.
I happen to be mayor of Tomahawk, sir, and I say your watch is wrong. You got exactly 1 minute and 15 seconds.
Oh, looks like Dawson's pickled our peaches after all, Grandpa. We'll never make it in time.
So you're the mayor of Tomahawk, are you?
I am, sir, and these gentlemen are the town councilmen.
Then listen to me, please. You're not going to let a little thing like a quarter of a mile keep this railroad from getting its franchise, are you?
Well, there's nothing I can do, stranger. According to the charter, the railroad's got to be in operation by high noon, which is now exactly 55 seconds away.
But you're overlooking what this railroad could mean to you, Mr. Mayor. Not only the gold and silver it can take out of these mountains, but think what it'll mean in commerce and in schools for your kids. Why, you can make a civilization out of a frontier. I'm the first passenger on the train, Mr. Mayor, and there's my ticket. I'm proud of it. I want to tell my grandchildren about it.
But the territorial law...
Colorado's a state now. For a whole month, she's been the 38th state in the Union. You want Tomahawk to grow with her, don't you? Now, what do you say, Mr. Mayor? The future of the West is in your hands.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Mayor, hurry. Time to wait.
Gentlemen, councilmen of Tomahawk, I hereby move that we extend the corporate limits of Tomahawk to the rear of this here locomotive.
I second it.
All in favor? Motion carried. As mayor of Tomahawk, I hereby declare that the T&W Railroad has fulfilled its charter.
Well, kid, you sure done your part, honey.
Thanks, Grandpa. Here's the bag.
Seems like you won the right to wear that permanent, gal.
Oh, no, Grandpa, I can't. I'm giving up gunslinging.
You what? By glory, no Dodge ever give up his star till he was dead in his tracks.
I know, Grandpa. But I'm not a he. I'm a she. There's a difference, you know.
How'd you find that out?
From the man I'm going to get hitched to? Him, Grandpa. The dude over there.
Why, that low-down, creek-crawling lizard.
No such thing. He's a traveling man.
A traveling man? A drummer? If you got a gun, dude, start drawing.
You're getting purple, Grandpa. Now stop it.
Stand back. Get away. Stand back, I say.
I hate to cool you off, Grandpa, but that's just what I do.
Well, that's the way you feel about him. Well, you give me back my deputy star and take...
Take my blessing.
Come here, Johnny. Shake hands with Grandpa.
Howdy.
Howdy.
So you're fixing to marry my little gal, huh?
Yes.
I've been declaring my intentions, Johnny.
Kid, I'm not the man for you. You said it yourself. I got a loose foot.
Except I never said I loved you. You know.
And I love you. But I wouldn't make you unhappy for the world. I'd always be on the go, Kid. Home to me is just a one-night whistle stop.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have such a loose foot if I give you a permanent limp.
Kid, honey, there's no use flying in the face of fate.
I'm warning you, dude. If you try to leave, I'll shorten your shoe size.
And start shooting, Kid. Because when we get back to Epitaph, I'm heading east. Come on, honey.
Well, I'll be dumb. I'll be dumb.
Train for Durango. Have a look at and point G. The bloody facing cannonball. Leaving on track one in 30 seconds.
You came down to the station to see me off, huh, Kit?
I guess it's it, Johnny. Oh, I've missed you so.
I'll miss you, too. You take care of yourself and everything.
Johnny, aren't you going to bust me?
And to think I once had to show you how.
Watch out for yourself, dear.
Don't you worry, honey. A man born to travel has a way with the world.
Here, let me fix your hat. Oh, Johnny, I'm so proud of this hat. Conductor number one Tomahawk and Western Railroad. Now, don't be late for dinner.
Late, for the T&W is always on time. All aboard! All aboard! Kit, my cane. I forgot my cane.
I know you did. I sent the girls home for it. Here they come now. Johnny, are you sorry I shortened your shoe size?
That cane was the nicest wedding present a man ever got.
Thank you, dear. Hey, girls, say goodbye to your father.
Bye, Connie. Bye, Barbara. Marion. Marilyn. Joyce.
Here's Mr. Keeley with our star. And here they are, coming forward for a well-earned curtain call. Dan Daly and Ann Baxter. You know, you are two of our most versatile stars. You both appeared in musicals, drama, comedy, and now westerns.
Well, you know, Bill, actors have to be versatile. I think that acting is about the only profession left in which it isn't wise to specialize.
Yes, at one time, stage actors played the same role year after year, like, Joe Jefferson in Rip Van Winkle.
Oh, he was just lucky.
Why do you think that, Dan?
Well, what if he started out playing Little Lord Fauntleroy? A very short career.
Like trying to be an ingenue forever. I'd rather play lots of different types. It's much more interesting.
You know, all this talk about character actresses brings one to my mind that the new sensation is your studio, 20th Century Fox.
You must be referring to Thelma Ritter, Bill.
Yes, I am. Have you caught a new picture, As Young as You Feel?
Yes, I saw a preview of it. She's just wonderful.
And you see, Annie, Thelma did things just backwards. First, she was a character actress and then a star in As Young as You Feel.
Well, that's what's so fascinating about the picture business. You never know what's going to happen from one day to the next.
Oh, yes, I do, Bill. My Lux toilet soap faces. I wouldn't miss them.
Well, then you won't ever have to worry about your career. With your ability plus a Lux complexion, well, you just can't fail.
Well, that lets me out. Do you need any tired character actors in your next week's play?
No, Dan. Next week we're featuring some very young players. Three stars that rate very high on your popularity list. We'll present them in Samuel Goldwyn's heartwarming story, Our Very Own. And from the original cast, we have Farley Granger and Joan Evans. And co-starring with them will be Diana Lynn.
We won't miss that, Bill. Good night.
Good night, Bill.
Good night. It was a great show.
The Lux Radio Theater, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 4th of June, 1951, on CBS.
In that October, leading lady Ann Baxter would return to the Lux Radio Theater to bring back her role as Eve in an adaptation of All About Eve, with Betty Davis also behind the microphone. And Dan Daly was heard on the Lux show a bit earlier in September of that year in one of the most unique broadcasts of the series called Movie Time USA, which celebrated the 50th anniversary of the movies. And though that anniversary date might have been a bit approximate, he co-starred with Joanne Drew in a scene from the movie Pride of St. Louis. And so ends this edition of Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from the golden age of radio. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. Thanks for tuning in.